I've heard the same thing over b'shem a lot of different famous people who lived and were powerful during a certain tekufa. They say it over b'shem Rav Gedalia Shor zechrono livracha. They say it over b'shem Rav Huttner. They say it over b'shem Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelowitz zechut tzadik livracha. They say it over b'shem Mike Tress, first great leader of the American Aguda. And the thing that they all say is that in the Tekufa, you know, in the beginning of the Second World War, a little bit before that, a little bit after that, in America, all these people said that they detected that what really drives the youth of this society, you know, kid growing up in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, Lower East Side, during that tekufa, what really drives these kids, American kids, is hero worship. I don't say idol worship because that has a negative connotation, but hero worship. So that's how we're going to work with them. Instead of getting them to, you know, worship Babe Ruth, who after all is said and done was, you know, still a drunken lout, even though he, you know, hit 714 lifetime home runs. But Havdol Elef Alfei Havdolos, let's get them to worship somebody who's really worth his salt. Make the Gedolim into the heroes. Make the great Talmidei Chachamim into the heroes, and that's how we're going to motivate the youth. Okay, I don't know whether it's something that's specific to that tekufa. Maybe it was very, very strong at that tekufa. I don't know whether it was unique to America. The way that it seems to me is that that's something that speaks to anybody at any time in any place. It's a great gimmick. Because people love to attach themselves to something which is much larger than they are. People are always looking for an experience or a person who's larger than life. That's why everybody loves the stars. You know, what's with the stars? But the stars are out of this world. You got to attach yourself to something that's larger than life. An experience that's larger than life. A person that's larger than life. And really what we're looking for, and this is where it really comes from, is that every person is born with a unique, with an innate drive in his neshama, is that he wants to relate, he wants to be miskasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate transcendental experience, where we really are attached to something which is larger than life, and that dveikus b'shechina, in another way, is really life itself. That's what true chayim is. To really be alive means to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. To live with a connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But we look for all kinds of substitutes. And so we look for heroes. Is it a good tactic? Of course it is. I would say that perhaps there's no more powerful inspiration for personality than to have a role model. And if you think about it, there are really two types of role models and then all kinds of levels in between. There's one type of role model of a person, you know, who's just way beyond you. But you see a person and you say, you know, someday I would like to approach that. Even though right now it's almost like idol worship or hero worship because it has no shaykhes to you right now. There's another type of role model, which is, you know, much closer to a big brother. That, okay, fine, maybe I can't do what he can do at this point, but it's not so beyond me. And there's a certain sense that, like, hey, I can do that too. And that's very motivating. And I would say that, you know, there's nothing wrong with this and there's everything right with it, that people should have role models. To locate what exactly drives them and to be inspired. But whereas what I want to talk about today is that, you know, it's very nice and very inspirational to pick role models from the outside. But every one of us started out at least, you know, with two big role models that we can learn an awful lot from. And in a certain way, if we're zeche to use that, those role models, the Hainu, our parents, those can be the most powerful role models of all. Because that's not just hero worship, it's not just a prototype, it's not just inspiration, but that already approaches or really is education. Real chinuch. And Maisa, the very interesting medrash, the beginning of this week's parsha, this strange medrash, strange Rashi that leads you into the medrash, which at least Ladaiti really talks about. This nakuda of parents being role models, people, parents giving us something to strive for. The parsha starts off Vayichi Yaakov b'Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Vayhi Yimei Yaakov Shnei Chayov Sheva Shonim Yarboim Umas Shana. Okay, so it was 147 years. Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Amus. The days of Yaakov Avinu came close towards his death. Vayikrevu Avnei Yosef, he calls Yosef, Vayomerwa Yimnot Matzasi Chim Vayenecha Simnot Yod Chotachas Yurechi. I want you to swear to me, I'll not take Vareni B'Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Mitzrayim, take me to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, it's a done deal. Comes the Medrash and tells us a very interesting thing, playing on the words of the Pasuk. The first part I don't really know what to do with. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Yosef says to Yaakov Avinu over here, Chayecha atah sheichev, by your life, he says, I swear to you that you are going to lay down, maybe permanently, right? Ve'ena tom meis, but you're not going to die. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That's what Chazal darshan. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Amus. You say that you're going to die. Comes Yosef and says, no, you're not going to die. Don't worry about it. You're just laying down permanently. Okay, but this is the part that we want. Mahu vayikrevu. Why does it say vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lamus? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hayoim koivel olecha. The day is complaining, the day is tining to you, Yaakov. The day tines to Yaakov Avinu and says, Yaakov, you're mine today. I'm going to vanquish you today. You're not going past this day. Hayoim koivel olecha. You're not getting out of here alive. Loimar, ki hu yakum ka'adam. The day is, stands up over here like a man. She'omer pleni karav al chaveroi v'havei v'yikrevu. Like a person, krav is a lashon melchama. It's like a man who's fighting with another man. V'yikrevu yimei Yisrael amus. The day is stood up against Yaakov Avinu to make him die. V'chol mi shenemar, says the Medrash, chol mi shenemar by krav olamus. Anytime it says that there's this battle, you know, to the death with the day, lo higi el mei avosav. That means that the person never lived as long as his father did. By David it says krav olamus. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says krav olamus. And by Yaakov it says krav olamus. And check it out, David HaMelech didn't live nearly as long as Yishai. And Moshe didn't learn to live as long as Amram. And Yaakov didn't live as long as Yitzchak did. So krav olamus means that the day is battling with you, saying you're not going any further. Even though you think you're going further, you're not going any further. You're mine. And where do we find that? We find it where the person expects, I am living longer because my father lived longer. And therefore, zuck the day. No, ad kan. That's it. Vayikrevu Yimei Yaakov Lamus. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you have? Special lashon over here. Vayikrevu Yimei Yaakov Lamus. Why? Because you didn't live as long as your father. So what? Who says you're supposed to live as long as your father? Plenty of people who live longer than their father. Plenty of people who don't live as long as their father. If you're going to say that all of these cases were the father lived 900 years, and you know the son Nebuch was like a, you know, a chanoich type of a fellow. That's true with David HaMelech, right? Yishai lived like forever. He's still alive, or whatever it was. Yeah, and David HaMelech, okay, 70 years. Yishai 400 years, according to the pesukim, according to the midrashim. But the rest of them, in the terms of a long lifespan, not very much of a difference. So apparently there's something else. There's a feeling of a lack of a shlemus over here. That when the son doesn't reach the point that the father did, in terms of the years, which is maybe a symbol, it's maybe not even, you know, whatever, but he didn't make it until the end. He didn't get what he was shooting for. It says Vayikravu, because it's close, but no cigar. What are you supposed to learn from that? What are you supposed to learn from that? Vayikravu Yimei Yaakov Lombos. He didn't make it to the point where Yitzchak did, in terms of the years, in terms of the mission. What exactly is the point? I once heard many years ago, I think it was a Friday night shiur, somewhere in Telstone, given by somebody who's a Magid shiur primarily for Bali Tshuva, very, very successful. And he told over an experience that he says that he has many times. He said, you know, a lot of times you have people who are Chazrei B'Tshuva, and their parents all angry at them. And what the parents don't realize is that it's their fault. Because basically what the kids did was take everything that the parents taught them and just use it. And maybe even take it to the next level. You know, everybody has good midas. You have the opposite also, right? Somebody decides to make a major life change, to become a Chazer B'Tshuva, but Pashtus, his parents had some very strong midas. This one had a tremendous Bikusha MS, wanted to make sure that he always, you know, got to the truth. Another one was a very kind person. Another one, a very spiritual person, right? Just spending his spirituality and other kinds of things. Another person, tremendous Bein Adam L'Chaverah, another one is a Tzanua. Comes the kid and says, you know, Dad, Ma, you know, they got it right. But being in, you know, whatever, in Yale University or wherever else I'm going to find myself, I don't really find the full expression of that. So I have to find a way where I can live up to those ideals. So this guy says, so it's the parents' fault. So he became frum because of you. That is a great insight. It's probably very, very true a lot of the time. It wasn't too long after that, maybe a year or two or whatever, where I was at a shiva leolenu of somebody who was related to this Magid Shir. And it was wild because he was talking about, it was his father who was nifter, and he was saying, and his father was not from, I don't think he was Shemir Shabbos, you know, whatever, maybe traditional lit candles or something like that. Never in his life did I ever hear him say a word of Lashon Hara. And not only that, if anybody did say Lashon Hara, it would just be like you would see a look on his face like he would want to throw up or leave the room. How could you say something bad about another human being? It's so distasteful. It's disgusting. I was thinking about it while I was sitting there. You know, how good. This is exactly the story. Because you have the son, you know, Baruch Hashem, is a chashev yid, and, you know, shomer everything. Small, big, everything, and, you know, whatever. I've never talked the word of Lashon Hara. Didn't know how to read a Rashba either, but it came from somewhere. When a person grows up in a house with parents, there's always going to be midas. And v'shinantam levanecha, v'shinantam levanecha, so we're used to, you know, v'shinantam levanecha, elu ha-talmidim. But everybody, before they become a talmid of their rabbeim, they're first a talmid of their first rabbeim. And those are the ones who brought you into the world. And every person's parents have tremendous midas that you can learn from. It's our job to pick up on what those are. And not only that, but to realize, just like Yaakov after Yitzchak and Yitzchak after Avram, it's our job to go ahead and to be mashlim those midas, and to inject our own flavor and our own appreciations into them. That's our job. And Lechera, that I think is really the message over here that is being given over by this Zog of Vayikravu Yemei Yaakov Lamus. What's the deal? Every time you don't get to the age of your father, so then, okay, fine, it's Kirva. You didn't quite make it. Close but no cigar. You know what? What do you mean? Some people longer, some people shorter. Lechera, it's a symbol. Every person given a lifespan. Every person is given a life mission. I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva said, "Now, I'm a very, very boring person. People say, what do I want to accomplish? I tell them just one thing. I just want to be like the rest of my family." Okay, that's a pretty exciting life's mission, right? But for the rest of us mere mortals, we can really say the same thing. Because whose family doesn't have tremendous milas? Not everybody's fathers were Rosh Yeshivas, and not everybody's fathers were big lamdanim, and, you know, down the line, some were. But our job is to take a look at that number, which is symbolic, and say, okay, fine, am I going to get there? Am I going to inject my own personality and to take that span and make it my own? That's the Vayikravu. That there's a certain feeling that if you don't have even the same amount of years, wait, I need more time. I'm not at Yitzchak yet. I didn't take Yitzchak's model and put Yaakov enough into it. And that's what we're all looking to do. I had a great experience. It wasn't so long ago. Maybe a couple of years ago, I was talking to somebody that knows me and knows my father, and I was talking to him about, you know, rather deep in Yanim, and the person said to me, you know, I see that your father was very, very mashpia on you. The way that you think, the way that you analyze. As I said, you know, my father's not a big Rosh Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, in his professional life and otherwise, you know, he's helped a lot of people, continues to help a lot of people. Admeva Eshrim, he should continue to help a lot of people. But he's a very straight person. And also, I would say, you know, he knows how to cut to the core. He intuitively understands things on a very deep level. He smells the truth. This person said, I see that you're mushpa by your father. I took it as a very, very big compliment. It made me feel good. My mother, aside from the fact, you know, that she, took care of us and everybody else too, and, you know, whatever it is. I didn't realize this until, like, later on in life. But you guys are going to laugh, but I don't mean it the way that you're going to think. My mother's a tremendous lamdan. Tremendous lamdan. I mean, she never read a Rashba, but she's everything that she does in life, and this way, and that way, and, you know, and a svara, and pumfa keratin. And I look back, you know, like now I talk to her, it's like, okay, fine, you know, whatever it is. Okay, you know, maybe a little bit of that rubbed off on me too. But every one of us has a tremendous opportunity. We're used to the other part of it. And I always say, anybody who, you know, has any smell of what it means to be a malamed or to be a rebbe, so he understands v'shinantam is elu talmidim is not talmidim arbanim. It's really the same thing. When you teach somebody, so you put a part of yourself into them, your ideas, your personality, your juice for life. And if you don't look at it that way, so then you should probably find a different profession. It's just not for you. If you just see it as, you know, a lecture series, so then it's not going to cut it. But you can only go for that after you know the prototype that you're trying to model yourself after. And that is, a person who's a Rebbe, who's trying to be like a parent, first has to know what a parent is. And looking up at our parents, what it means is that you have people who are experienced, and everybody has parents whose midas they know that they should aspire to emulate. And the ones that you don't want to emulate, so put those on the side. That's, you know, there's no perfect people in the world. But that's our job. Our job is to be mashlim. Our job is to develop. Our job is to work with the prototype of what we were given by our parents. And be'ezras Hashem, so if we do that, so we'll be matzliach on all levels, not just of vayikrevu yimei Yaakov, but really that he gets there, right? Not just kirva, but that vayagiyu, that there's a hagah. Both in terms of our actual parents and in terms of our rabbeim, who are our spiritual parents, and we should be zeche to gain from our rabbeim, and then eventually to gain from our talmidim when we give over to those, and we should be zeche to a kirva and then to a hagah, just like the Medrash teaches us over here. Vayikrevu yimei Yisrael lamus. We should always be zeche to get there with the cigar. Chazak, chazak, v'nischazek. We now just finished Chumash Bereishis.